Bob Almanac is on the air, and it is presented by Upholstery Industries. Do you need specialized industrial upholstery work? Upholstery Industries is the largest upholstery shop in the Midwest. Upholstery Industries can handcraft thousands of the same item, always with a passion for excellence. Upholstery Industries online at upholsteryindustries.com, or you can email info@upholstery-industries.com. We are very similar. We have a lot of things in common. I also have a passion for upholstery and excellence in upholstery, too. I love upholstery. Today is Tuesday, March 26th, 85th day of the year, especially pleather. Probably the best. 280 days left to go this year. Is this date 1910 that the U.S. Congress passed an amendment to the 1907 Immigration Act that barred criminals, paupers, anarchists, and carriers of disease from settling in the U.S. Seems like a pretty good policy.
I'm not sure what paupers are.
Those are kind of poor people. People that, you know, like paupers.
P-A-U-P-S.
Yeah, okay. He was a pauper to a pawn Christmas Day, and the New York Times said God is dead. So, people that, by moving here, they would then have to live off the government. They would need public assistance. Seems like a good policy.
Right.
1910. I think we're a little lax on it now.
They could have built the wall.
They had Ellis Island at that time.
That's true.
1937, spinach growers in Crystal City, Texas, erected a statue of Popeye, their hero, single-handedly increasing. Once the Popeye cartoon came out, the sales and the consumption of spinach went way up.
Yeah.
So the spinach, it's kind of like what Wimpy did for hamburgers.
Right.
Nobody paid for them, though. That was the sad part of it. So that was in 37. And that statue of Popeye is still there in Crystal City, Texas. In 53.
This is polio, the cruel centuries-old crippler of children. Enlarged 77,000 times, these are actual polio viruses.
And this is Spinal Tap. Well, polio this date got a big old punch in the nose by Dr. Jonas Salk. Announcing that he had successfully tested a vaccine against polio. He did a very small test, and then over the course of the next 2 years, after 1953, they did much larger tests, and I think it was 55. They finally proclaimed it safe for mass distribution, and they took down polio. That was a big deal. Not good there in the 30s, 40s, and early 50s, and even before that. How about in 73, TV theme time right here, right now. The Young and the Restless debuted on CBS. Is it still on today? I don't keep track of my soap operas like I used to.
I don't either.
It was a good one. It was on for an awfully long time. And, of course, the theme is Nadia's theme, named after Nadia Comaneci, who had nothing to do with The Young and the Restless. She should have had a cameo on there at one point in time. I don't know why they never did do that. But that was in 73. In 79.
I'm so proud of both of you. God bless you.
That's Jimmy Carter talking, and it's that awkward but yet heartwarming three-man handshake with Anwar Sadat and Menachem Begin, along with our President Jimmy Carter, the big Camp David peace treaty signed on this date. They also call them the Camp David Accords.
Yes.
That was this date, 1979, same day, 79.
For Indiana State, wearing number 33 at center, 6'9" senior from French Lick, Indiana, Larry Bird.
Larry Legend.
And from center. Michigan State, wearing number 33 at guard, 6'8" sophomore from Lansing, Michigan, Urban Magic Johnson.
That was this date in 79. They were playing in Utah. Was the NCAA. Be careful, can't say Final Four. No, just kidding. 79, it was Michigan State over Indiana State. They claim that's the game that really put the NCAA men's basketball tournament over the top.
Yeah.
It became just unbelievable. Shortly thereafter, they had to play all the games in domes because of the attendance. 75-64, Michigan State. By the way, Indiana State, Larry Bird's team, had a 33-game winning streak that was snapped by that loss to Magic Michigan. Johnson and the Spartans and Judd Heathcote as well.
Uh-huh.
That was in 79.
Who was the other forward that was a really good shooter on that team for Michigan State?
Started with a P. 82 groundbreaking ceremonies took place in Washington, D.C. for the Vietnam Veterans Memorial. That was in 82. In 95, an opera based on the life of tennis player Martina Navratilova premiered at New York's Carnegie Hall. Would you buy tickets to see an opera based on Martina? Now, John Denver was all set to play the lead.
I don't think I would have.
But he decided to purchase an experimental plane, and we all know how that worked out. Not good. Should have taken the role as Martina Navratilova.
Yes, he would have been excellent.
Or they could have also brought in Cousin Oliver from Brady Bunch, who looked just like both of them as well. 1997, Peter Jennings with some news for us.
The 18 men and 21 women whose bodies were found last night just north of San Diego may well have considered that now was the time to leave this world because they had been given the ultimate gift of everlasting life.
It was the Heaven's Gate cult. This was the day that the bodies of 39 members of that cult found inside their compound, their home, their ranch, whatever they were calling it, their temple. Rancho Santa Fe, California. It was a group suicide, and then they had the purple shrouds over them. It was eerie. It was weird and strange, and that's exactly how Peter Jennings described it in 97.
In Russia today, the clear winner of the Russian presidential election, Vladimir Putin, began to establish the Putin era.
Vladimir Putin, the career spy, talks about establishing what he calls a dictatorship of the law. Fight corrupt bureaucrats and strengthen the central government.
That was his state in 2000, Vladimir Putin. And again, more Peter Jennings.
Yeah.
He's delivering the news to us here today. That was 2000, and he's still in power. So that's kind of a long run. So much for the two-term tradition in Russia.
Right.
They don't quite have it. And then 2011.
Geraldine Ferraro, who made history as the first woman to run on a major party's presidential ticket, died yesterday in a Boston hospital. The cause of death was complications from a blood cancer she battled for 12 years.
She was a trailblazer, Geraldine Ferraro. They say that without her, Mondale would have lost District of Columbia and would have only won Minnesota against Reagan in 84. So.
Well, it would have been even a bigger rout.
So 2000, the Russian election, I mean, it begs a question. Did anybody tamper with that election?
Yeah.
Maybe Turkey? Let's move on to birthdays now today. Speaking of trailblazers, Sandra Day O'Connor, first woman to be named to the Supreme Court and beyond the court, look good in black. She's 89 today. The actor Alan Arkin.
Whoa. Back up a minute. You know what a loser is? A real loser is somebody that's so afraid of not winning, they don't even try. Now, you're trying, right?
He won an Oscar for that role. That's Little Miss Sunshine. He has that deviated septum voice that really separates him from the pack. Alan Arkin is 85. Another fine actor, James Caan.
You get the hell out of here.
Where do you want me to go?
I don't care where you go. I don't care that you're an elf. I don't care that you're nuts. I don't care that you're my son! Get out of my life! Now!
James Caan, his son is an elf. He is 79 today. He was in The Godfather. Yeah. Brian Song is Brian Piccolo.
I saw him last night, El Dorado, opposite the Duke.
Happy birthday to Bob Woodward. He and Carl Bernstein, they broke open the Watergate thing for the Washington Post. He is 76 today. Slum. That's Love Child. Those are the Supremes, and Diana Ross singing lead for the Supremes, which she almost always did. She would not let the others sing.
No. It was all about her. Come
Other
on.
Than, well, she was a diva, and she was the best. I mean, if you were going to pick one of the three to sing lead on all the songs, Diana, they picked wisely. So she is 75. More voices. Talk about the things that nobody cares. Steven Tyler is 71. He looks like an 85-year-old woman.
He'll be here in July. Yes, he does.
Dude looks like an old lady. Steven Tyler is 71 today. Gosh, I love these skits from Carol Burnett.
You are really nuts, you know? Nuts! One of these days they're going to come over here and lock you up.
Oh, lay off of me, will
you? You ain't playing with a full deck, Eunice. I think somebody blew your pilot light out.
Sorry. That was the Sorry skit from the Carol Burnett Show. Vicki Lawrence Her and Carol Burnett were just a great pair, much like Harvey Korman and Tim Conway.
Yep.
Vicki Lawrence and Carol Burnett were just awesome together. She is 70. She's on a new show.
Isn't she a singer, too?
Yeah, she sang the night the lights went out in Georgia. Her husband wrote that. And again, that's a song that can only be sung by redheads.
Right.
Vicki Lawrence. You have Reba McEntire and Carrot Top, of course, as well. Sure. I think Ralph Melf did a version. Mm-hmm. Vicki Lawrence is 70 today. So yesterday we had Dwayne from What's Happening. Today it's, hey, Raj.
Hi, everybody.
Hello, Roger.
What is that smell?
That's my new cologne, Brave Bull.
You'd have to be brave to walk around smelling like that.
Hey, there he is, Ernest Thomas from What's Happening. He was Raj, 70 today, with a little cameo there from his little sister, Dee. Mm-hmm. 70 for Ernest Thomas. Martin Short's on our list today.
Give me a C, a bassy C. A birthday comes but once a year. The stars come out to bend your ears. With tales of yesteryear's gone by, you get a little cake and maybe some pie. And then there's a gift.
It better not. Give me a C, a bouncy C. No wonder you were talking over Martin Short. You couldn't hear it.
I couldn't hear it.
69 for Martin Short today. Very, very, very talented. Another one of those great Canadians that came out of SCTV.
He is good.
So happy birthday, Martin Short, 69.
Surround me with love. I need you beside me.
And that's okay. I'll just edit you out of the archive version so you won't be talking all over Martin Short. Post-production, we call that.
Yeah, you can do that.
Might want to invest in some better headphones. Charlie McLean.
I don't break them.
No, you don't. You are very careful with the equipment. Yeah. That's a proven fact. See, you can take that to the bank. So she is 63 today. Happy 63rd birthday for the great Charlie McLean, Jennifer Grey.
You're letting him stay home? I can't believe this. If I was bleeding out my eyes, you guys would make me go to school. This is so unfair.
Jeannie.
She was Ferris's sister.
Right.
Do you like Jennifer Grey pre-nose job or post-nose job? I thought she was just fine pre-nose job.
I did, too.
She didn't need the work done, but she did. She's 59. Kenny Chesney's 51. How about Leslie McCann? Or
you
man?
You look like a miniature Tom Petty. How's that feel? Huh? You think that haircut's cool? It's not. Looks like words. You still comfortable with yourself?
Leslie Mann, 47 today, 40-year-old virgin. That was from This Is 40. She was in Knocked Up. She's 47 today.
Gone but not forgotten, he was a Pulitzer four-time prize-winning poet. Robert Frost, 1874. You got your Dunkin' Yo-Yos, Dunkin' Donuts, but the real Dunkin' is Dunkin' Hines. Cake mix maker Dunkin' Hines, born on this day, 1880. Former United States Army General William Westmoreland, born on this day in 1914. What about actor Sterling Hayden?
I can no longer sit back and allow communist infiltration, communist indoctrination, communist subversion, and the international communist conspiracy to sap and impurify all of our precious bodily fluids.
There's another Dr. Strangelove clip,
second in a couple of weeks here. It is. He was offered the role of Quint in the Jaws movie and turned it down, allowing Robert Shaw to take that role.
I can't imagine it with anybody other than Robert Shaw.
I know, you kind of see it. Actor Struther Martin, he was in lots of movies and lots of Gunsmokes.
What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some men you just can't reach. So you get what we had here last week.
Yeah, and he was in Cool and Luke.
Yeah, Butch Cassidy, the Sundance Kid, True Grit, and others. Struther Martin Jr., actually born on this day, 1919.
So he would hitch his wagon to guys like John Wayne, Robert Redford, Paul Newman. Not bad.
Not bad
That's
at all.
That's a pretty good decision by him.
Great character actor, though. What about Leonard Nimoy?
Mr. Spock, are you all right?
Yes, I believe no permanent damage was done.
What happened?
The occipital area of my head seems to have impacted with the arm of the chair.
No, Mr. Spock, I meant, what happened to us?
That we have yet to ascertain.
Yeah, that's right.
He's Leonard Nimoy.
Very logic.
Born on this day, 1931, and singer Teddy Pendergrass, 1950. They're gone, but not forgotten.
I want to remind you that the All Request Lunch Hour today is live at the Legion in Osseo, the Osseo Maple Grove American Legion. Come out today, noon to 1. Neil, would you like to start out your Bobathon with Toby Keith? I'm just talking about tonight. Mm-hmm. Holly Dunn, Are You Ever Gonna Love Me? Or Kenny Chesney, who's 51 today with Big Star.
Yeah. Well, by the way, Young and the Restless, still on.
I thought so. I thought maybe.
Greg Kelser was the guy I was thinking about for Michigan State. Kenny Chesney, let's start the Bobathon.
Here we go.
KDDG Albany. KDDG HD1 Albany St. Cloud. KBGY Faribault. KLCI Elk River. KLCI HD1 Elk River Minneapolis.